You know how every time you say, I'm going to stop at the Circle K, someone or you is always going to say, strange things are afoot at the Circle K. I do that like every week because this Flash Foods gas station down the road from me, it's a whole convenience store. It's the Flash Foods with their big old convenience store and a McDonald's and stuff. Flash Foods, it's a Georgia chain. I don't know if there's any outside of Georgia, but they got all bought by Circle K, and it's being slowly converted into a Circle K, but it's very slow. Like, all the signs at the gas pumps are being replaced with Circle K pumps, but still got the Flash Food branding on the store itself, and it still has their own fountain drink selection called the Polar Pops, and the Polar Pops they're like 75 cents no matter what size they are. And they have like for a few cents more, you can get a candy straw to put in there and have candy flavored soda as you drink it or what have you, like sour straws or whatever. And I'm like, the Polar Pop still says Circle, like Flash Foods, but the guy, some of the cashiers are wearing like the guy who's the manager, he's got a Circle K shirt where everyone says Flash Foods. And like, I'll see some signs that has Circle K and the others say Flash Foods. And I'm just like, strange things really are afoot at the Circle K. It's going through an identity crisis. But what isn't going through an identity crisis is being awesome. That is this. This is Being Awesome, the podcast about loving Transformers and having fun and enjoying Halloween all freaking Halloween long. I'm Rob. And let me tell you about this Halloween I got. This past weekend, the wife and I, we did our, we always go a little crazy on the holidays, probably spending more than we should, buying all sorts of fun stuff and whatever. And Halloween being our favorite Halloween, we absolutely go bat droppings over. Spooky bat droppings. They're purple outline and they got ooky gooky faces, but it's still poop. We go absolute bat droppings over all the Halloween stuff. And we always do at least one weekend during October. We have a treat yourself weekend where we go and, we kind of put a little extra money back just for a treat yourself weekend. And we just buy a bunch of stuff. It's mainly for her because a lot of her stuff is more expensive than stuff I'm into. Like, I bought myself a couple of my Transformers and stuff like, but we went to Target and then we went to the Perimeter Mall, which is about an hour north of here in the Buckhead area. Maybe a little over an hour, but it's in the Buckhead area, which is a higher end Atlanta town where it's a little more richy there. Those are very fancy shopping centers. When you watch a movie and you see the guy who works at the store is kind of dressed like Phil Collins with the little white slacks and the Hawaiian looking shirt and weird tie. And if you wore that in normal settings, you would be ridiculed. But when you work at one of these high end shopping districts, that's how you have to dress, those kind of stores. And we went in there because, she wanted to go to the Disney store and also go to Lush and, I always want to say Bed Bath and Beyond, but it's not that. It's a Bath and Body Works. I keep saying Bed Bath and Body Works and it's really pissing her off sometimes, but the lotion store, they have those everywhere. But there's not a lot of Disney stores. There's only a couple of malls, and she usually orders online from there. But they also had a Lush store. When she usually buys from Lush, she does it online. So she just go in the store and pick out stuff. But anyway, so, we went to Target before I had an eyeglass appointment. Had to renew my prescription. I wanted a new pair of glasses, and it's time to renew my prescription so I could order some more contacts because my eyes don't change. My eyes have not changed in like a decade. I've been the exact level of blindness for like a decade now, but I still have to renew my prescription when it's time to order some more contacts. And even though I wear my glasses all the time, I keep contacts for situations where I don't want to deal with my glasses, So it was time to order some more of those. So I went and did that whole deal Saturday morning, and she went to go do her grocery pickup while I was at the eye doctor. And when we left that whole area, we stopped at Target and I did a little treat yourself. And I got me some robots I've been wanting to get, and I got the Stranger Things Season 1 box set, and I don't know if you guys have seen it or not. It's really cool. It's like they've made it like gave it the facade of being a VHS cassette packaging, like the old slipcover box, and when you slip out Blu-ray, the little tray that holds all the discs and box sets. They've done it. Looks like a video cassette when you pull it out. And for someone like me who misses, who just rather buy video cassettes, it was a real treat. Not to mention they have that whole faux aged thing going on. It's even got it printed where that little, if you ever went to a mom and pop video store, you knew that little sticker they'd put in the corner of the box or whatever, where either they wrote, is it, you know, those little circle stickers you get like Office Max or whatever for putting on things. And they would write either the price of the video if they were selling used copies of it, or their little code or whatever when you brought them the box, how they'd go find a tape. Whatever. My mom and pop always had keychains. Like, you know, those little generic keychains you can get where it's like a little tag and there's like a little, it's like a string and it's like a little white tag and you could write something on it. They always had those and they'd put that in front of the movie and write a code and you'd bring those up to them and they'd go and get the movies for you out of the back. But some stores would have that where you just grab the box off the thing and it had that little code written on it and a little green or orange dotted sticker stuck on the corner. Well, it's got that on it and that's totally rad. And we're looking at all the Halloween stuff because, you know, we only got a few weeks left here. We're getting there, man. We got like this weekend and next weekend and the weekend after Halloween, it's all going to be gone there. The thing is with Halloween, you know, Christmas stuff kind of lingers. Like you can day after New Year's, like New Year's Day, January 2nd, there's still Christmas stuff like on markdown on super clearance at your local stores, but they are done with like Halloween Day crap is on clearance because it is. Halloween is a season that's, Halloween slowly trickles in, it reaches its zenith, and then it's just gone, because it's Christmas time, mofos, put the turkey, put everything out, put it out. So, we're enjoying it some, and we got, went to the Pumpkin Masters display, and got her one of those pumpkin carving kits. We decided to get another pumpkin, and, one for her to carve and one for me to carve. And mine's huge. Mine is so huge. It's a big old pumpkin. We just put it on the grocery list and they gave us a giant one. She wanted the regular one that I told you guys about last week, the Picture Perfect Jack-O-Lantern pumpkin. And I took this huge one they gave us. It is so huge. It's huge. It's big. It's a giant. It's an enormous pumpkin. And we went to the Pumpkin Masters thing and she got her a pumpkin carving kit with the little stencils and the little saw blade cutty thing and a scooper outy thing and all that stuff. And I was like, treat yourself. So I got trick or treat yourself. And I grabbed that teal pumpkin kit I was speaking about last weekend and I got it. And I was kind of looking through it today and it comes with all that carving stuff too. Like one of those kits in there. I'm going to have if you guys look at my Instagram at Robo Rob Springer, or if you follow me like on Twitter or whatever, not every Instagram post gets shared with other social networks, but I'll share it too if you just follow me on Twitter. But I'll have pictures of it here a little bit later after I carve it. That thing is so cool. It's got like the teal light. You can either do solid or blinking. I don't know what I'm going to do. I'm excited. You carve out a hole in the bottom of the pumpkin instead of the top so you can scoop it all out and it gives you a template to cut a hole in the side of the pumpkin, either a perfect hole or a ooky spooky hole. I'm doing the ooky spooky hole. And you got your little dioramas you set up in there, and it's got a witch or a skeleton scene. I'm totes doing the skeleton scene because it looks cool. And when you get all done doing it, you set the pumpkin down over the electronic candle, and it lights all up in there. Guys, this is the most gangster pumpkin kit I've ever seen. I hope it lives up to the hype I've given it, because since about mid-September, I've been looking at that thing, and I bought it. And I'm going to have a huge pumpkin, just a ginormous huge pumpkin with the teal Halloween scene on the inside. I'm going to do the skeleton, it's got a little haunted house in the background. I love teal. I love teal. It's like the best color ever. I love teal things. I have teal coffee cups. I every day bring a cup of coffee with me on the way to work and I drink it as I'm driving. And I have these, they're not disposable, they're reusable. I bought these at Walmart because I'm from the South and that's where you buy everything. It's like this set of coffee cups. They're like plastic reusable coffee cups with little plastic lid, so it looks like you got a Starbucks or something, but it's just a plastic cup, you know. And it was like a week's worth of them in this little packaging for like $3-4. And it had all colors, and it had the teal one. Guess which one I got? I got the teal one. So like half of them are teal and half of them are white. And they got writing on the side because, you know, you can't just have a coffee cup. It's got to say something like brew or morning delight on the side. And so the white ones, the writing's in teal. But the teal ones, the writing's in white. It's pretty ballin'. Teal is the best color ever. And I wish more things came in teal. Pardon me, I sniffed. But when we went to this fancy-dancy shopping center, after I took a couple hours nap, we went shopping, and she did her treat yourself at this mall. And, you know, went to that Disney store. And my wife collects a lot of those, I always say it wrong, those Tsum-Tsums, or she says it's Tsum, or I can't say it. They're these little plush and plastic Disney collectibles where they're characters, and they're in this, it almost looks like sushi, like they're little rolls of the characters, and she collects these things. She's got all these different sets. She's on a monthly subscription box where they send out these monthly exclusive ones to people who are in the site, in the club or whatever. And she does all this, and she's done got the Haunted Mansion set that they did, like at this, I guess they sold them at Disney parks or whatever. She's got that one. She bought it from one of the, you know, these people selling all the stuff online where they trade and sell. She bought a set from one of them. And I was speaking about Target last Monday. Target was getting an exclusive collection of Halloween items at their store, and I went to go get them because she did the whole DPI checklist, BrickLink, whatever that thing is, and Target was totally having them, and I went there Monday to go get them, and they were just stocking, so I just kind of farted around, walked around Target while they're stocking, and I waited till the person was about to stock the sums and went to go get them, and it's like four different ones. It's if you follow Disney stuff whatsoever, you'll see they have Halloween variations of the characters they use each year, and they kind of change it up some. And it was, apparently they're only at Target, even though there's no Target exclusive marking anywhere on them, but they're only selling them at Target stores. And it had Goofy's not in this. It had a Mickey, Minnie, Donald, and Daisy in Halloween costumes. And it's pretty neat. They're like purple and orange little clothes or whatever. And I was waiting as the lady was getting them out. I got each one out of the box as they come. And, you know, that was pretty rad. Cause like Mickey this year, he's like vampire. Mickey's his gimmick. And Minnie's like, I'll be honest with you, I kind of forgot what Minnie is. And Donald and Daisy are in just kind of odd, spooky outfits. You know, like purple and orange. It was pretty rad. But another some exclusive for Halloween they had. Did I say it right? Some to some. Why can't they just call it Disney rolls? They can call them Disney biscuits. Can't wait to get those new Disney biscuits. That'd be a good name. I can't say the other name. I don't have to say it right, I guess. I just show pictures to store employees these. I'm here for these. But the Disney store had a Halloween exclusive, and it's like a... It was like a plush haunted house, and it came with some exclusive Tsums, T-S-U-M-S, and it was like, these are really rad. I thought these were cool. It was like this haunted house, and you could stick each one of them in it, and it had like, Goofy was Frankenstein, and Mickey was a Dracula Mickey, but not the normal one he's been all year. Like, he was dressed up like straight-up traditional Dracula with the black cape and red stuff, and he had, like, fangs. It was like, wow, because current Dracula Mickey's got, like, a purple suit, you know? And he's got, like, a top hat. And this one's, like, traditional classic Bela Lugosi Dracula, you know? And Pluto was a spider. And his costume, he's wearing Pluto, but it's, like, that Disney traditional spider where it's like black and purple with the purple top hat. He's got that on, which is really cool. And Minnie is the haunted bride from a haunted mansion. I don't think she's supposed to be Constance, the current ghost widow bride at haunted mansion that they were about, I guess those seven, they replaced her with this one where it's a video screen and she's got an axe and she's saying little clever puns. There's pictures around her where she's unkilled all of her husbands. This Minnie looks clearly like she's supposed to be the original ghost widow bride who is just, I liked better personally, like when you went up into the attic. Now, if you're in the one in California, you pass the hatbox ghost before you get to her, and everyone else doesn't have the hatbox ghost, but she's in there, and it got kind of a little sad for a minute, and they play a variation of Grim Ghouling Ghosts. That sounds like the little bit like the wedding march, but also like a funeral march, the way they've redone. It's very clever, and there's ghosts popping up and going, ooh, at you. And as you come around there, she would be, and she was just like a silhouette. Like the dress was, like it was a black mannequin with a little bit of facial details brought out in black light colors. And she had a beating red heart. Like, you just really see the dress, and it'd be kind of blowing in the wind. And you could see her heart beating through it, and it was just kind of really somber and really spooky, you know. It was really cool. And Minnie's dressed more like that version of the bride. It's always funny. A lot of people, it's a theory, it's not fact. But I'm sidebarring here a little bit. The whole thing with a haunted mansion is, one of the unofficial theories that you can't help but to believe is that you die in the ride, theoretically. See, the ghost host who's narrating the thing tells you there's 999 ghosts, but room for one more. And after that scene, you go falling back out of the window of the attic into the graveyard, and then you can see all the ghosts. Before, it's all ooky and spooky, and it's dark and it's creepy, and then you see her, and you go falling back forward out the attic and then onto the ground of the graveyard, and then you see all the ghosts, because you see the groundsman, who's the gravedigger or whatever, the cemetery, and then you see all the ghosts. So the whole theory is you die then, and you're the 1,000th ghost. But that's a sidebar. It's just kind of something neat to tell you since I was talking Haunted Mansion there for a second. But we got that cool stuff. And then she got some Halloween, the Bette lotion store. She got some all these lotions and all that. And she got some Halloween ones. They always do these themed lotions and stuff. Like they got always a vampire one. Supposed to be like vampire blood. And it's red. And it's kind of fruity smelling. Like they got the sanitizers and lotions and bath soaps and crap. And she got all sorts of candles and stuff, like Halloween candles and stuff. And then she got some regular ones too, like she really likes bergamot and stuff. And I looked at some of the men's stuff, and you know, Christmas is coming up, so now I have to start making my Christmas list of things I would like for Christmas. And they have this cologne I really like that's like a Bath and Beyond. And it's beyond even a title. What is that store's name? I'm like, this one right here. They got a cologne there I really like. I pointed out to her. And you know, then with that Lush store, and that place is crazy because there's all these bath bombs and fancy bath soaps and stuff, and it smells really good. You can smell it from like a mile away when you get there. She bought all these bath bombs, and she got like a jack-o'-lantern bath bomb that she's going to use on Halloween day, and she's going to take a nice luxurious bath during the day while I'm asleep before we get ready for our Halloween night. And it looks like a jack-o'-lantern. It's orange and it smells kind of like pumpkin. So I was like, oh, that's pretty cool. And you know, we left and ate at Moe's because we got back to our side and ate at Moe's, and then went to Walgreens and bought some more. Walgreens has a, I was speaking about her sums. I actually, Friday night, I had went from my work to the Walgreens by my work to see if they had the Autobot clone set yet. Not yet, but they did have, of all their Halloween stuff, they got all their Disney stuff, and there's an exclusive Walgreens Nightmare Before Christmas Halloween sum set that she wanted, because they have plastic ones too, not just plush ones. And last year they had one that was a Nightmare for Christmas set, and I was confused. I thought it was the same one, just repeated. But it had a totally different set that I grabbed her there. But it had all sorts of these cool Halloween-appropriate Disney things. Disney's really jamming during Halloween. In fact, we're hoping to, you know, if anything could happen, and we might not end up doing it, but we're hoping next Halloween to do a week at Disney, because they do the we're talking about the Orlando parks in California, Disneyland. They do a Halloween thing there too, as well as in Tokyo and other Disneylands. But in Disney World, they do a big Halloween thing, and they have it called Mickey's Not So Scary Halloween Party. And it's like a separate ticket you have to buy. And the Magic Kingdom essentially boots regular guests out at a certain time right before it becomes night. And they have trick-or-treating for kids and adults, where they give you a trick-or-treat bag. And of course you can ride all the rides, and like, a few shows are closed because they have trick-or-treating inside the show building. But the whole place is like gone ape crap nuts, decorated for Halloween, and all the characters are Halloween appropriated, and you get to do all this crazy trick-or-treating, and as well as they have exclusive merchandise just for sale at the event. Like at theme parks, popcorn holders are becoming a thing, and they got like the Dracula Mickey one this year and stuff, and they got one, it's the poison apple from Snow White. You know, when the witch dips the apple in the magic elixir and she brings it up and the stuff is melting over it and looks like a skull. They got that. And they got all these cool treats and stuff, like desserts. They have like a Halloween dessert party as part of your ticket. Like there's tiered tickets to get all the things. And we're going to do the all the things ticket so we can do all the things. We might do it two nights in a row just so, because there's so many things to do, like Halloween shows and productions and all that. Like they got the Hocus Pocus sisters putting on a musical review with the Disney villains, and they got these parades with all the spooky characters putting on a parade, and there's a headless horseman that like gallops through and all that. And they got all these treats, like I got candy corn ice cream, which I want to try. I just saw it and I wanted to try it. Candy corn flavored things is generally just honey flavored white chocolate. So even if you don't like candy corn, you're usually pretty safe with it. But it looks cool because it's colored like candy corn. And I love ice cream cones, especially when you get them somewhere like, because you make your own candy corn farts. You make your own ice cream cone. You get those cones from the store and you get a spoon and you kind of mash ice cream in there and it just looks like a mess when you get done, when you're like, well, I made an ice cream cone. But if you go to like a restaurant or whatever and someone knows what they're doing, it's so cool looking. And I love getting ice cream cones there. And it's all candy corn flavored like that and colored like it's thematic with the color going all the way down. And I love design. I love when I see a design going all the way through. And so I'm just really impressed by the visual of this ice cream cone. And they got other things too. Like they got different types of tarts and cakes and stuff all throughout the park. And they have, this year, I don't know if they'll have it next year when we make it there or not. They have a, like this dessert tart that they're selling at all the stores. And there's four different ones. And they're all four different Haunted Mansion themed ones. Like, you know, if you've ever been, you know what I'm talking about. And if you don't know, just Google it up. The stretching room in the Haunted Mansion, the portraits on the walls that grow longer as the room's stretching. It's those portraits. There's three of those. And the fourth one is just the distinctive wallpaper as these little candy wafers on top of this cake thing. Like stuff, and each one's at a different place in the park where you can buy it. Stuff like that. It's just, it looks so cool. We're totally going to do that. And I've been noticing, like I went to the Dollar General and they had some of the designs from it on some of the Disney stuff already. So we're definitely, Disney does Halloween up correctly. They've always done that. I've mentioned to her before, because, you know, in the 90s, they had the Halloween Town movies they'd show on Disney Channel all the time. And, you know, when I was a kid, they had Mr. Boogity. And I was mentioning to that to her. And you can find them all on YouTube. Like, Disney has completely abandoned Mr. Boogity, apparently. They would show him on Disney Channel and on ABC's Sunday Disney thing. And, they got all the Mr. Boogities on YouTube in full length. So I'm definitely going to make a point to watch Mr. Boogity this season with her so she can see how... It's probably not good now that I'm an adult, but I'm totally going to watch Mr. Boogity because he's rad as balls. He goes like, Mr. Boogity, Boogity, Boo. And that was awesome back in the day. But awesome is the name of this show, which is normally about Transformers, except for right now it's Halloween. And if you listen to this show, if you read Zone Base, you know how I am about Halloween, and you probably are too. So the first half, we got one more of these Halloween shows, and then we get to pour a pumpkin beer out for our fallen homie Halloween 2017. I'm not looking forward to it. I'm totally not looking forward to it. Though, next weekend, the new season of Stranger Things pops up on Netflix. And if you're using your Netflix browser right now, you know that little menu you go to where you can select what show you want to watch? If you bring up Stranger Things Season 2, they have a cool countdown. Like, it has a countdown clock to the new episodes. And it makes weird noises every so often. And those noises are actually, like, Morse code. And you can decipher them, and it's cool little messages and stuff. That's totally rad. Let's stop talking about Halloween for a second and go to the Q&A portion of the show. Back to the Transformers related content for a moment. And as if you didn't know, we are 120 something episodes into this show. And aside from the first 15 or so episodes when I didn't know what I was going to do with this show, the Q&A portion of the show is fed from a thread that's exclusive to Talk Transformers, the exclusive online talking place for Being Awesome and where I post this thread up. It's a group on Facebook, best place in the world to talk Transformers on the entire internet. I said it, bring it, what? And every so often I'll post up this thread. I'll ask for talking points. I'll ask for questions. I'll ask for comments. And people just come out and they're like, playa, playa, and they throw them down. And you know what? If you miss that thread, you can still just straight up direct message me a question. I'll add you to the queue. No problems. I promise I'll do that. But anyway, this week's question comes from, and I will not say your name correctly whatsoever, and he actually gave me an alternate name to call him because I told him right there, I'm going to mess up your name. But he's a totally cool dude that posts in the group often. I'm going to attempt to say your name correctly. Dionysus Remoquilio. Dionysus Remoquilio. He gave me his YouTube username, which is Destroy Logical. So go find Destroy Logical on YouTube and see what he's got there, because he's a cool dude. But he goes on to ask, question, is this new Cyberverse series more or less Rescue Bots with actual Decepticons? This might be the worst toy line yet for adult collectors. Well, I'm going to try, don't know. We don't really know much yet about this show. We just don't. And, you know, there's a new version of Rescue Bots coming for the kiddies. So comparing it to Rescue Bots might be a little bit unfair because Rescue Bots Academy will be starting up soon. So I think that'll be more for that crowd. All bets are saying this will probably just replace the age group Robots in Disguise is intended for, meaning actual kids, like toy age children. But as Cyberverse has proven, I spoke about a little bit last week, the conceit is Bumblebee is on a mission and he's lost his memory and Windblade is helping him remember things. And that's the conceit for basically a storytelling device, like a bumper segment before they go into the adventure. And other people have somehow gotten from that description, and maybe I just misread it, and I hope so, this is the case, that would be something like kind of like how Teen Titans Go is, or Adventure Time, or whatever, and that in your 30-minute episode, you'll have two smaller adventures. You know, that's not the cartoons have done that throughout time, and I've always really liked that format of the two small adventures in a 30-minute episode. Tiny Toons used to do it. Actually, they'd a lot of times do three little stories in an episode. I bumped a mic, excuse me. And I've always liked that setup, because, you know, what if there is a bigger story? Well, hey, a bigger story would just mean a full 30-minute story, you know, episode, or maybe a 2 or 3-parter. It could be like a feature-length adventure or whatever. And, you know, I don't expect the conceit of Bumblebee's memory loss to completely go through the series. And in fact, if you guys remember from that Hasbro slide from a couple of months back, they refer to this as Chapter 1, being the initial setup, apparently, is Bumblebee losing his memory as a setup for the stories, and the Season 2 would go for a new setup of who's telling stories. So there's something to look forward to there. But being as it may, it looks like we're just getting Transformers brand Transformers stories, and they all look fairly traditional, and that's good enough for me. Because if we think about G1, everyone keeps wanting a reboot of G1, and they describe what they want, and it's like, okay, so you liked animated. Great. So, but that's not what they want. They're never going to be happy. That just let them be miserable. This is traditional Transformers. And if you watch the old cartoon, you know, it was really episodic. There's no overlaying story point. It was just one episode was an adventure in the setting. Next episode was an adventure in the setting. Next episode was an adventure in the setting, and so on. I believe that's what Cyberverse is doing. By all descriptors, that is exactly what it's doing. But since cartoons for the last decade or so have always, even if they were episodic, there was still an overreaching arc that would go over several episodes or whatever. And I don't think they're doing it whatsoever. I think this is just an episodic cartoon series and kind of return to that format for Transformers. I'm super happy for it. As far as a toy line, I don't think we're getting a specific Cyberverse toy line. And if we are, we haven't been shown anything about it. But we have been seeing a lot of generation stuff, which if you look at Power of the Primes, if you look at Titans Return, if you look at Combiner Wars, those were toys lines with gimmicks obviously intended toward children to play with. And if you look at the Cyber Battalion figures, going to Walgreens right now, if you look at they're calling it the Authentics line, the discount line toys that will be the size of your Legends, that is your traditional Optimus, your traditional Bumblebee, Megatron, Starscream, you know, there may be more characters down the way at a discounted price that are the size of Legends, but the difficulty of Legions, that tells me right there, we're not getting a Cyberverse toy line. We're just getting Transformers branded merchandise. And that will be it. And, you know, obviously they're using the Generations banner to separate it from the movie toy line, which will be separated because this movie, Bumblebee's coming out next summer. Of course, there'll be a toy line to accompany it. And then we return to the Transformers right after that. Back to that type of format. And I have no problem with it. I'm excited for that because I got tired of saying, okay, you ever get called by someone saying, or get a text message and say, who are you looking for? I know you're looking for somebody. And I'm like, yeah, Transformers Bumblebee. Good luck. You know, well, they got this here in a white box and this here in a black box and this here. And you say, no, the ones that say Robots in Disguise. I know they all say Robots in Disguise, don't they? No, the Generations. No, not that one. You know, it's confusing. So I'm looking forward to this streamlining of concept. And with this whole evergreen styling, basically that's a fancy way of saying we're going back to a more traditional look from going forward's point. That works for me because I can go, I think I'm theorizing that Legions are being kind of phased out because these last couple of Legions for the movie, I've been waiting for a sale. Because I need a couple more Legions. You know, I need those sets at Toys R Us. And I need these final ones for the Last Knight figures. I've been waiting for a sale. They have went up in price. They are like $7 to $8 now. They were $5. Up until recently, they were $5. Now they are a dollar less than buying a Legend. What is the point at that point? And I think that's the reason they're giving us those Authentics figures. Is because here is these Legion difficulty figures that obviously aren't sized up Legions. They're brand new sculpts that pretty much work with your Legends. And who are they? Well, they're Optimus B and all that. The ones you can guarantee on. So that kid who's probably getting a bunch of like these Legends for $10 weekly, you know, that's more realistic to expect. You know, it's not your birthday. It's not Christmas. You didn't get all A's on your report card. You know, I've got a little allowance, time for me to get a toy this weekend. That $9 Cosmos is probably more along the lines of what they can expect on getting. So they can go to that Family Dollar with mom who just, crap, we're out of detergent. I don't feel like going all the way to Target. You know, they can stop at that Family Dollar and here they'll be, those guys. So I don't think it's fair to say it'll be the worst line yet for collectors because unless you just really don't like official products and you only buy the third-party stuff, all of us adult collectors have been buying Generations for years now happily. So I don't think you need to worry about that, Home Slice. I don't think you need to worry about that at all. So don't worry. I think it's going to be cool. And if you don't like the cartoon, I can't do anything for you that. It's all subjective. Everyone gets to have their own opinion. But the Titans Return cartoon will be starting up soon on our mobile devices. And as aimed more at us adult folks. Hopefully this time will be better. Combiner Wars was just kind of rough. It wasn't very good. All things considered. Everyone pretty much agrees. That's the one thing. Everyone's like, yeah, that show wasn't so great. But this show being bigger episodes and obviously some more established writers working on it, I'm thinking it might be a little bit better. Hopefully so. But thank you for your question, Destroy Logical. I want to say your name outright because I always feel when I say someone, call someone by their screen name, I feel it's very impersonal. And I know some friends that I've known for years and their screen name is basically their nickname, you know. Excuse me, I was having a sip of soda there. But the older I get and the more, as social networks are coming through, I'd say the past decade or so, screen names have pretty much been going to the wayside. Everyone's been going by their name or variation of their name. And so I really want to just call you your name. And I can't pronounce it. So I'm sorry about that. But thank you for your question. That was an awesome one. And hey, guys, I'm fixing to go carve some pumpkins. I'm kidding. I'm going to go play. I got Don't Knock Twice on my Switch. The wife's been playing it all week. I'm going to go play it for a little bit before we carve pumpkins and just get it on. Bob's Burgers. It's going to be a Halloween episode this week. Ookie spooky, ookie ookie. And if you hate Halloween, guys, there's only two more weeks to hear me yammer about it before I'll be talking about Thanksgiving. So thanks everyone for listening. Being awesome. The podcast about loving Transformers and having fun and rocking Halloween till the break of dawn. can be found at tfradio.net along with all of our other shows for shows and showtimes. And while you're there, please check out our Amazon links. It's just an easy way to help support us without doing anything other than shopping at Amazon, as you probably do regularly as is. My chair squeaked. I'm sorry. I'm Rob. I've got a squeaky chair, but I've also can be found on Twitter and Instagram at RoboRobSpringer. And since you're using the internet, please check out my personal site, www.zonebase.org. I'd really appreciate if you do. I post there all the time. It's adventures and transformers and other strangeness. Being, I sometimes talk about other stuff I like as well. But you know, it's kind of funny. I've been really picking up over the past month or so. My audience has grown. I've been getting a lot of people from like Russia and the Ukraine and those surrounding countries reading my site. And I'm really flattered. I'm like, wow, what's so special about this? I'm just some dork talking about toy robots, but it's really awesome. And I hope it's really awesome that my audience keeps growing for Zone Base. And I really appreciate all you dudes from different walks of life discovering it and reading it. And I don't know how to word that any better. So if you don't want to check that out, please do zonebase.org. So I'm going to go do my thing, y'all. Everyone have a good week and keep enjoying that Halloween. We've only got 2 weeks left of it. Like, not even 2 weeks. We got like a week and a half. Time is important. Go buy a Little Caesars. It has an orange box. Draw a pumpkin face on it. Do what you can do. We got to keep this alive for a week and a half more. Yes. Thank you. Ball farts. Poop, poop, poop. Don't know how to end this. Thanks, everyone, for listening. Bye-bye.